Newsroom. It's more than 6 weeks since Typhoon Haiyan struck the Philippines, causing thousands of deaths. Many Filipinos work abroad and were unable to contact their families and friends in the disaster zone. But one cruise ship company, which employs a lot of people from the country, hit upon a special way to help its staff. John McManus reports.
It's estimated that one third of seafarers worldwide are Filipinos, employed on board ships across the world. For many, it's a lucrative line of work. But when disaster struck the Philippines in the form of Typhoon Haiyan in November, many sailors found themselves unable to help or even contact their families back home. With many Filipinos being Catholics, one cruise ship company, Carnival, decided to call on the services of seaborne chaplains. They asked priests from the charity The Apostleship of the Sea to send 20 chaplains to 9 of their ships worldwide to provide emergency spiritual and emotional support for the crew. One of those chaplains was Father Paul Fitzpatrick. With less than 24 hours' notice, he travelled from Britain to Cyprus to join the P&O ship Arcadia and its 200-strong Filipino crew.
The help I offered was, above all, that of counselling and of space and time, to ask them and maybe discern with them whether they should stay on board or whether they should go home to their families, or actually just to be with them and in their uncertainty about what was going to happen or might happen, or they've just heard the news that perhaps their family was safe but they'd lost a home. In a sense, to share the good news that family was safe, but also the sad news that they'd had been seriously affected by the typhoon.
Many crew opted to stay on board instead of travelling home so they could continue earning money that they'd eventually send to their families. Meanwhile, in the Philippines, the recovery continues slowly. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, says he wants to raise $800 million to help. But with more than a million homes damaged or destroyed, the work is just beginning.
John McManus reports.